Mary Goretti-Kitutu, the Minister for Karamoja Affairs, remains in jail over the Easter weekend after being charged Thursday by the Anti-Corruption Court in Kampala with fraud and causing loss of public property. She was initially denied bail. The prosecutor's office says Kitutu, her younger brother, and Joshua Abaho, a senior assistant secretary in the same ministry who is now reported to be on the run, diverted metal roofing sheets meant for beneficiaries under the Karamoja Community Empowerment Program. Karamoja is the least developed part of Uganda, with hundreds of thousands still living in mud thatched houses known as manyatas. The prosecution of government ministers for corruption is rare in Uganda, where stealing and the misuse of public funds and materials is unfortunately routine. As investigations into the scandal continue, 9 other ministers, including executive members of the government such as the vice president, the speaker of parliament and the prime minister, are potential suspects. Malo Nagaba, with the Anti-Corruption Coalition of Uganda, tells VOA he doubts the remaining ministers will be held accountable.
In a way, she has been given in as a sacrificial lamb. That doesn't take away her culpability. It has happened before where probably one person or two are taken to court and the others go away scot-free. So to me, it is not surprising at all. But we also need to know that, yes, she has been taken to court. It's not time for rejoicing yet, because in the country where we are, we don't have a history of convicting actually the ministers.
However, the vice president and the prime minister have publicly stated that Kitutu gave them the roofing sheets. Agaba says those are flimsy excuses.
If you are a prime minister or a speaker, whatever, and the minister of Karamoja is giving you iron sheets, you think those iron sheets are coming from where? They knew that these iron sheets were for people of Karamoja, because even information came out showing that they even discussed on WhatsApp and other platforms and agreed how they were going to share these iron sheets.
The Committee on Presidential Affairs in Uganda's parliament is conducting a separate probe. Legislator Jacob Karubanga tells VOA those who benefited from the diverted roofing sheets should not have received what belonged to Karamoja.
If anybody diverted iron sheets meant for a particular group, that was wrong. But to what extent it is wrong is the problem, because on the other hand, those who received the iron sheets in any case are also vulnerable. But it was not meant for those particular vulnerables who received them, the ones that Kitutu gave out. The position is that they should have been delivered to the originally identified vulnerables in Karamoja.
Jacqueline Okui, the spokesperson for the Director of Public Prosecution, DPP, says the case is getting the attention it deserves. VOA asked Okui if Kitutu was being used as a scapegoat in the scandal.
No, it's just a process. You see, the iron sheet scandal is, I would say, like a big elephant. So it's been decided that it be handled piecemeal. There are other case files for other suspects, which are still being investigated.
Kitutu is expected to remain in custody until her next court appearance Wednesday. Halima Othmani for VOA News, Kampala.